Right, this is pediatric oncology and hematology. The exemplars are leukemia, sickle cell anemia, hemophilia, osteosarcoma, Ewing sarcoma, and Wilms tumor. We're going to discuss the presentations, interventions, and care for the patient with childhood tumors and talk about the pathophysiology, manifestations, and approaches to care for a child with hematological disorders. Okay, so starting with cancer, there are the red flags of pediatric cancer. One is pain, cachexia, is wasting, so weight loss, unintended, and it'll be muscle and fat and whatever. Anemia, repeated infections, bruising and petechiae, neuro symptoms like passing out and having difficulty waking up, a palpable mass. So those are the red flags. And then diagnostic tests for cancer are MRI, CT, ultrasound, and biopsy. The clinical treatments for cancer are surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, biotherapy, hematopoietic stem cell transplantation, or HSCT, complementary therapies, and end-of-life care in hospice. Nursing considerations for cancer are infection control is a big one, pain control, nutrition, growth and development, emotional and spiritual needs. And the nutrition one is referring to being proactive to make sure that the kids are nourished. And that might include getting TPN or tube feeding started and get them on Zofran, ondansetron early, prophylactically, because nausea and vomiting from chemo treatments is easier to prevent than address later. The top three nursing concerns for kids with cancer are pain, infection, and nutrition. The first exemplar is leukemia. Leukemia is malignancy of the blood, bone marrow, lymphatic system, and the blood-forming organs. It affects the liver and spleen and lymphatic system. In leukemia, what's wrong is that the body is having proliferation of abnormal white blood cells in the system, which take up the place of normal white blood cells that normally make up the immune system. Nursing considerations. While we will watch for bleeding and infection in our leukemia patients, complete a thorough assessment at least every 8 hours, and monitor them for toxic effects of chemo or tumor cell lysis. Attend to their renal function, especially if they're taking cyclophosphamide. Their nutrition is important to watch. If there's CNS infiltration, which have impact secondary to their cancer, chemo, or radiation, which might include changes in their level of consciousness, personality, or affect, we will alert the oncologist to discuss any concerns related to that, because it could be related to the chemo, it could be from the cancer, or it could be from pain. So we're watching for personality changes. Patient teaching. The length of treatment for leukemia is significantly longer than most other cancer treatment for kids, so it's going to be important to give kind of indication of what to expect to the parents and the child. And they'll be really sick for a long portion of that time. So it's like 6 months to a year of chemo alone. We will teach the family and the child to look for signs and symptoms of bleeding, including subcutaneous bleeding, and then to come in to see their provider immediately if it doesn't stop. We will teach careful hand hygiene before interacting with a kid with cancer, prevent any spread of infections for the child. Careful oral care with soft toothbrushes will be important, and they might develop sores in their mouth, which can be rinsed several times per day with plain water, and they might have to stop brushing their teeth because of pain. And that is called stomatitis, is the sores in the mouth and throat area. The next one is sickle cell anemia. Sickle cell is basically when the red blood cells form and they're malformed into the shape of a sickle, which is like a crescent moon shape. And those cells don't hold hemoglobin as well, and they also get caught up on each other and in the vascular system. So when the malformed red blood cells clump up, they occlude veins, and they can reduce perfusion. And depending on the location of these clumps, it can be life-threatening. There are precipitating factors that can cause sickle cell crisis in the people who have sickle cell. Sickle cell is a genetic lifelong disorder. And then those people have to watch out for things, the precipitating factors, which are infection, dehydration, elevation, fatigue, and cold exposure. And they can all precipitate sickle cell crisis. And the clinical manifestations of sickle cell crisis are pain, joint swelling, headache, visual changes, chest pain, dyspnea, and priapism, which priapism is an erection that won't go down. The clinical treatment for sickle cell crisis is, the first line is morphine, which is used not only as pain relief, but primarily as a vasodilator. They will also need oxygen, high flow oxygen, fluids bolus, and possible blood transfusion. They will need rest, oxygen, hydration, analgesia, antipyretics, antibiotics, blood transfusion. Those are the treatments. Complications include the priapism, renal failure, they're prone to infections, stroke, shortened life expectancy, splenic sequestration, aplastic crisis, acute chest syndrome, and vaso-occlusive crisis. The splenic sequestration refers to a sudden enlargement of the spleen due to sickle cells clumping and being trapped within the spleen. The clinical manifestations are decrease in hemoglobin, left upper quadrant pain, abdominal distension, and nausea and vomiting. Hemophilia is a bleeding disorder where the person is missing clotting factors. It is a genetic X-linked disorder, and it's expressed in male patients and carried by female patients, or by female. They won't have the disorder. The clinical manifestations are, they can range from mild, moderate to severe, and they include spontaneous bleeding, hemarthrosis, deep tissue hemorrhage, nosebleeds, hematuria, and easy bruising. The clinical treatment include replacing the clotting factors, immobilizing affected joints, pain management, management of bleeds with pressure monitoring and clotting, assessment for internal hemorrhage, because the complications are internal bleeding. Osteosarcoma. And the exemplar is Ewing sarcoma. This is a bone tumor affecting the skeleton. Surgery is required to address this. And they can use limb salvage, or amputation surgery. The clinical manifestations of Ewing sarcoma are swelling near a bone, bone or joint pain that worsens at night or with physical activity, a bone injury or break for no clear reason, unexplained tiredness, fever without a cause, unintended weight loss. The clinical treatment for Ewing sarcoma is chemo, then radiation and surgery.